Welcome back to another episode of In the Garage with Garage Boy. I am your host, Garage Boy. And a lot has been going on lately. I recently got a new position at my job. And I don't know how I feel about it. Because I'm kind of scared. But I'm also happy that I'm even being considered. Or that I was considered and they chose me. I guess I just have to roll with the punches. Because it's always discomforting when you're going into the unknown. Is that the right word, discomforting? I don't know. It's uncomfortable because I don't know what to expect. And I don't know if they're going to change my schedule. And I think I have to address that because it was very unclear, but the only thing that was made clear is that I have the position, and they do things at my job very unconventionally. It's weird. So hopefully I get all of that cleared up, because that's been really bothering me lately for these past couple of weeks. That's why I haven't been really recording, even though I'm gonna release episodes that I recorded, but I haven't like posted them, so they're there. I just haven't been feeling myself because of the situation, more so because I feel guilty that I'm leaving my current situation. And also the way that they handled it, they're not very good with communication at my job, but I still love it because the schedule's amazing as of right now. And I don't know, I'm comfortable. That's why I kind of decided to make the move to see if I can learn more. Another thing that I've noticed, like, I've been increasing my caffeine intake. And if you listen to prior episodes, you know what caffeine does to me. It definitely gives me some anxiety. And it kind of sucks as well. Because I'm trying to do intermittent fasting. And I'm trying to use coffee as like a hunger killer. I mean, it works. But then it also comes with the side effect. So, I don't know what to do. Maybe I'll just stop drinking the coffee. I experimented yesterday. Like, not drinking coffee. And I felt fine. I just did the salt water, the salt lemon water, and I felt pretty chill, and then I felt like my anxiety increased once I took pre-workout, especially with all the things that I've been thinking about throughout the day regarding my position at work. And I was really bothered by it. I don't like thinking about future things and then really focusing on it, because it's not helping me be present in the moment. And it really clouds my mind. And it's not the relaxed person that I want to be. And I don't know why it affected me so much that there's a chance that they'll change my schedule from doing 4-10s, which is 4 days a week working 10 hours, into 5-8s, which is 5 days working 8 hours. Because I've gotten so used to the schedule for the past 3 years, because I've been at this company that long. And I don't know how it's going to go. I'm going to probably talk to my new supervisor to see if I can work things out. I don't know. What? I've just gotten so used to it. Maybe I'll like 5/8, especially if it's like a 5 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock. That's not too bad. Or I could stick with the 4:10s, because I do like having the option of not going in on Friday and using it as overtime, possibly, if they even offer that at this new position, or if even I get a raise or get put on salary. I don't know. It's been a funky couple of weeks ever since I asked if I can move to this position. It was bothering me so much that I think it's affecting my sleep. It's like racing through my mind. And it shouldn't be like that. I should be excited. And I haven't felt like my mind racing that much in quite some time. Because maybe I've been too comfortable. Also, maybe I've just haven't been like confident in myself. That's something I need to gain back. And I don't like to get preachy, but I'm still at this battle of going back into Christianity fully. I have like 1 foot through the door and 1 foot out. It's like, 'cause I'll see things about prayer and it'll come up on my timeline and it'll be very relieving, because that is a prayer I needed to hear, especially last night. I couldn't sleep, so I sat on the couch and I did a horrible thing. I went on TikTok because I couldn't sleep, and you should never do that because it'll keep you awake for a couple of hours. But I was scrolling and this video came up. It was like a bedtime prayer, like things you would say before you go to bed. And it was based around fear and anxiety, and it brought me to tears. And if you're wondering what it is, I'll definitely clip it, because it made me cry, and I could feel that burden of the anxiety and fear just being released. And I felt at peace. And I think another contributing factor to that added anxiety was definitely going back on social media. I went back this week because it was my birthday and I needed the validation. I can't even lie about that. I needed to see people telling me happy birthday. Even though, like, I try not to make my birthday a big deal, but it somewhat mattered, because I was turning 30, and I guess I cared about it more than I realized. Oh yeah, I just skated over, I turned 30. It's interesting. It's wild. I don't even feel like I'm 30 years old. I still feel at times like I'm still that 14-year-old kid. Just moved to Juneau, and then eventually I'm gonna go back. Or it just feels like one infinite summer vacation. Like eventually I'm gonna go back to school. Like I'm gonna walk back through the doors of Juneau Douglas High School, and then things will be as they were. It's an interesting like outlook that I have. But sorry, it's a little down. I haven't been feeling myself these past couple of weeks. That's why I haven't been posting. And I just been so caught up in my own mind. And I appreciate this outlet. especially when I do post these. And I had to stop going to therapy because it got too expensive. Like, even though it was expensive, it helped. But I just can't afford it right now, especially with the wedding and trying to get out of debt. Now I have to pay my student loans in October. That's gonna be fun. Then they discovered aliens, which we already knew, but no one really cares because we have other problems. It's a lot, man. It's definitely a lot. But to get out of this funk, I watched Barbie and Oppenheimer. Well, I watched it with my fiance. And I'll say this. It's great to see people at the movie theater. Like, seeing it packed again was nice. It reminded me of like 2018, I think, when Avengers Endgame came out. The theaters were filled, and you can just feel this amazing atmosphere. Nothing quite like it. And what a hell of a combination. Barbie and Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer. Those couldn't be like polar opposites. Or that those movies couldn't have been more polar opposite. But they both have their messages. And I'm gonna take a little breather, put some groceries away, and then I'm gonna cover Barbie and Oppenheimer. And I'll also talk about my trip to Washington, D.C. this weekend, because that's where we're going for our birthday, where we're gonna eat a lot. That's the goal. That is the goal. All right, we'll be right back. All right, the original file of my Barbie review got deleted somehow, or I might have accidentally deleted it because some of my videos look the same. Okay, Barbie. At first, I wanted to hate it going in, so that didn't do me any favors. Because as I was watching the movie, there was a lot of men bashing, and it was very feminist. And being the misogynist that I am, I don't like that. I don't like when men are being bashed, because I'm very pro-man. But I missed the overall message as the movie went on. It's definitely a movie for everybody. And I don't really like the mention of like patriarchy and all that, because it kind of makes me roll my eyes. But it was very anti-patriarchy and matriarchy. It was telling you that both situations would be bad. And it was more of a movie about equality and how we need to work together to create a better society. And it validated Ken, because he's more than just Barbie's number two. Which I realized as the movie went on. And I didn't realize it was going to be so emotional. It validated both sexes, and this movie was so politicized that me being an independent and leaning more to the right, I wanted to hate the movie. But that's not how you should look at things. You should always approach things with an open mind, and that's what I failed to do. And as I was watching the movie, I was looking at it from a different lens. And as the movie went on, I started to think, Like, wow, this is for everybody. This is a good overall message being, like, told. And all I have to say is, it was a great movie. And I feel like I need to watch it again to get the full picture of the message. So, I want to do that. So I can get a better understanding instead of approaching it from my biases. All I want to say is, Margot Robbie, fantastic per usual. Ryan Gosling, always good. Great comedic timing. And I just like him. He's definitely in my top two. I think it's him and Jake Gyllenhaal. Simu, he was great too. I didn't know he can dance like that. He had great dance moves. Michael Cera, he's awesome. America Ferrera, loved her performance as well. The Gotta Kick It Up reference at the end was dope. And yeah, it's my Barbie review. I'll give it an 8.5 out of 10. Yep, next we watched Oppenheimer, and that movie was incredible. Nolan did it again. Even though we kind of missed with Tenet, I kind of liked it, but it was very hard to understand. But he always swings for the fences. That's why I like Christopher Nolan. He's not afraid to take risks. And the majority of this movie was like no CGI. Almost damn near no CGI, which is pretty crazy, especially with all the technology we have nowadays. And there's so many actors in this movie. It's like they could just take whatever they can get just to be in a Nolan movie. Like Josh Peck is in this movie, Josh Harnett, even Rami Malek is barely in the movie, but he has such a huge role in the third act. And Robert Downey Jr., he's probably going to win an Oscar for this. Even Cillian Murphy, he's been in, I think, Nolan movies the most. And I watched the first season of Peaky Blinders. I think it's nice for him to get some recognition. And just feeling Oppenheimer's regret, the way Cillian Murphy portrays him, seeing what's going through his mind, the way he was able to portray that on the screen. And yeah, it's 3 hours, but there was only one moment where it did feel like it was kind of dragging, and it was kind of after they tested the bomb and it was a success. And then it kind of slowed down and then it picked back up again. That's my only critique. And people are not going to like this because it doesn't have a lot of action. There's a lot of dialogue. And you really have to, like, pay attention. And maybe I'm just a Nolan fanboy. I don't know. I really liked it. I highly recommend it. And I recommend don't drink anything beforehand, because you're going to have to pee. 3 hours is a long time. And this might be a snooze fest for people, but it's heavy. It's heavy because this man created a weapon that can potentially destroy mankind, and he regrets it. I can't imagine the burden he was holding inside, like, knowing that he created such a weapon, like, dedicating his life to science, and then it turns out to be this. And it's definitely one of those theater experiences where when the movie ends, you don't really know what to do. It was kind of awkward because of, like, the heaviness of the movie when it ended, realizing what this man created. it hits harder because this is a part of history. These are based off true events. Of course, it's going to be dramatized because it's Hollywood. But, man. This movie. I kind of want to see it again. But I just don't know when I'm going to have the time to. Like, I want to go back to the theater and watch it. So, yeah. That's my review on Oppenheimer. It's a 10 out of 10 for me. Actually, flip that and reverse it. I think it's like an 8.5. 8.5 sounds better. That little gap between the success of the bomb testing and the final act was kind of dragging at one point, in my opinion. So overall, yeah, 8 out of 5. Or 8 out of 5. I'm a fucking idiot. 8.5 out of 10. So yeah. No music stuff this week. Like I said, I haven't been in the right mindset. But I will have a top 5 next week. I'll drop it and it'll be surprising. And you'll be quite surprised to see where I'm going this weekend. And I'll talk about it next week. So, if you made it this far, thank you for listening. And like, subscribe, follow, give me 5 stars, comment, whatever. Whatever you feel. Or just don't do anything. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful week, and I hope it continues to be wonderful. All right, peace.